Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis C.O.G., whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Can we put our hands together and celebrate the choir? You didn't do it very well. Can you enjoy that wonderful ministration? That was glory to God. Quick prayer. Today we're going to be worshiping, but before then, we'll get into the Word of God. Then we'll get it into the worship. Then we'll come back for the final prayer and deliverance session. Healing and deliverance session. Are we here together? I want you to prepare your heart for what God is set to do tonight. Listen to me. The level of your expectation determines what you will receive. Do you have a high level of expectation tonight? Do you have a high level of expectation tonight? Your expectation will matter a lot tonight. Lord, this is the quality of expectation I have. And I know that there's nothing impossible for you to do. Is there somebody here who knows that there's nothing impossible for God to do? Somebody here who's convinced that there is nothing impossible for God to do? Yes, you are going to pray tonight. One prayer will sit up and I'll share with us a little bit. Mention a few things. Then in that atmosphere, we're going to break forth into unusual worship. Encounter for tonight. And the first session was a bomb. Those of us that were around for the first session, it was a blast. And I'm sure that the second session will be dangerous for the devil. There will be massive heat and pressure for Satan and hell. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I see today, somebody will say, the Egyptian I see them no more. I didn't hear you. I said, the pain I saw before, I see them no more. The weakness I had before, I have it no more. The infirmity, I have it no more. There is a shift now in my life. In the name of Jesus, you will lift up your voice and say, Lord, tonight, visit me. Touch me. Jesus touched the man. And the man said, I see men walking like trees. And he touched him again. Someone that touched tonight. I say, you're about to receive another touch tonight. And the Lord visited Sarah as he has said, and he did to her as he has spoken. If God is willing to answer, it means that men are willing to make requests, to place a demand. I want you to place a demand on the grace of God. Place a demand on the ability of God. You're not serving a God that does not have the ability. Are we here together? So you must make sure that you are placing a solid demand. This is one of those meetings where you will say, you know, some people come to me and they say that, well, I just want God to do something simple for me. No, you are not God. The hard one is what you should ask God to do. The difficult one is what you should ask God to do. And you're going to lift up your voice now and say, Lord, tonight, visit me, touch me, visit me, touch me. See, for some people, we are talking about healing. It might be that your spiritual life needs healing. For some people, physical healing. I'm going to show you two examples that stood in for some other people somewhere else. And because of their own faith, this other person received healing. So that you might be seated here tonight and you have a brother or a sister. You have somebody. It might not, for you, it might be that physical wholeness is not an issue, but it's emotional. Mental health issue. Every little thing, you're under pressure. Every little thing, you are mentally tired. Just there. Satan can use that to weaken you from pressing into big things that God has in store for you. Are you getting what I'm saying tonight? Make up your mind. You came to this service and you discovered that you probably have had a surgery before and they fixed maybe a metal in your body or they fixed a plastic somewhere around your body. You say, God, tonight, turn it to flesh. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Turn it toward flesh. Go back for this card. And they say, we can't see the iron we put, because God has put something different. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Trust God for anything tonight. Anything. There will be deliverances from faulty foundations. Everything that has held anybody as an embargo, tonight it will be lifted in the name of Jesus. With a loud voice, can you shout at the top of your voice, say, dear Father, tonight, fix me again, visit me again, touch me again. Lift up your voice and begin to pray right now. Visit me, touch me. Visit me, touch me. Visit me, touch me. Shame neketele bo shande ruate na baya. Eshane ketele baraga baba. Is that how you're praying? Can you pray? Let your desperation show. Let your desperation show. Let your desperation show. Shame neketele bo shande ruate la basai. Say God is able to do just what he says he will do. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Shamene ketele baya baba 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 baba. Rakatene ketele bo shakatele baya. Pass me not tonight. Jesus, do not pass my mother. Don't pass my brother. Don't pass that my sister. Don't pass that my leg. Don't pass this my eyes. This my hand. Jesus. God is able to do just what he says he will do. He's gonna fulfill. Don't give up on God. Sit up in heavenly places, pray in the Holy Ghost quietly where you are. Just sit up and pray in the Holy Ghost. Don't stop. Let the pressure be high. You're just sitting to settle your body. But let your spirit be high. Keep praying in the Holy Ghost. You have reduced the pressure. Your body is just sitting. Let your spirit be high. Let your spirit be high. Let your spirit be high tonight. Let your spirit be high tonight. While Peter was yet speaking, the power of the Holy Ghost came upon them. Zumelekete lebo shana gadara baba 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 baba. While the message is going on, some of you will feel angels touch your shoulder. You feel a burning sensation on your body. You feel a burning sensation. There'll be surgeries going on. Surgeries. The Holy Ghost will be replacing body parts. The Holy Ghost will be changing things. He touched me. And oh, what joy that filled my soul. Ah, something happened. And now I know he touched me and made me whole. I shake it. Angels as ministering spirits to minister to the heirs. They minister for the heirs of salvation. Their ministry. Shanaka daraba. Jesus, shake me. Oh Lord, some idalaye. Echera, the healing virtue is here already. For while Peter yet spoke, the power of God came upon them. You will feel the heat, the body sensation that will dry the lumps, that will dry the ovarian cyst, that will heal your eyes, that will dry the pain. Shemeneketeleba. Spinal issues will disappear. Suareketelebosha. Chronic pains. Arata nagada baba shaka dadada. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul? Arakete nemene kapaya. Unto thee, O Lord. I'm not leaving this service. I'm not going back home with that sickness. Those that I left at home, they will know I serve a living God. Then we know the God that I serve. Then we know the God that I serve. Shamanakaba. I trust you, Jesus. I trust you, Jesus. The fire is here. It will burn. So be naked and lebasha. That money you plan for surgery, you will not need to use it for that again. Say the Lord. For I will heal you. I will restore you. I will heal your bones. Wherever you are, inside, upstairs, outside, online. Yes, that's it. Ruate negatababa. It has started. Migraine will disappear. That migraine on your left part of your brain, on the right side of your head. Shabila de Boroko Sokoto. Shaka tete. 2 more minutes, the healing streams. It's a healing stream. Power! Sobenete, Okataida, Orwatena, Holy Ghost. Perfect the healing. They will not see men walking like trees. They will see well. That's it. It's burning. It's the flames of fire. It's radiotherapy. The Holy Ghost radiotherapy. Who told you your kidney cannot be replaced? Who told you your liver cannot be replaced? Who told you your lungs cannot be replaced? Angels are carrying body parts. Angels are carrying body parts. You are here. You are here. Holy Ghost, I'm so glad you are here. You are here. You are here. Holy Ghost, I'm so glad you are here. Hey, the power that heals. The power that heals. Rafa. 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 Spirit of infirmity, cry out and get out. 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 Every spirit of infirmity. Every spirit of infirmity. Ayanemo Swatile. Spirit hiding behind any infirmity. Every spirit hiding behind any infirmity. Whether it is a spirit or an infection, a virus, a disease that has attacked your health, whatever has attacked your mind, Shaminai Deruate. The measure of the river is increasing. The streams of life, the streams of life. The streams of life, the fountain of fire, the fountain of waters, the straightener of bent bones, the straightener of bent bones, the straightener of bent bones. I am on no sopeteria. If you are praying for a child, place your hand on that child. Some of you will be in a hurry to go and check. In the toilets, go and check in the restroom. You will see the lump has dried. For God is not a man that he should lie. Name of Jesus. Barrenness. You spirit sponsoring barrenness. Exote, menite, equata, akuta. I command you right now. Get out in the name of Jesus. So the Holy Ghost is taking over already. He has decided to take over. Holy Ghost, let us be soaked and drenched in glory that brings healing. Every ruptured womb, every blocked fallopian tube, bipolar disorders. I see a heart condition, a heart condition. A heart condition. I declare right now, the hand of God stretch forth. Bate neke sokoto. Raka da da da. Be healed now. The master surgeon has stepped in. The master surgeon or something.
He touched me. Jesus touched me. And oh, what joy that fills my soul. Something happened. And now I know He touched me and made me whole.
Jesus came near a man. The father said, this guy has been epileptic since he was born. And as soon as Jesus came there, the spirit manifested. The spirit showed up for the last time and disappeared. Every spirit that must show up for the last time right now. For the last time right now. That reoccurring sickness. Ratemenekosaida. You are hiding around the ribs. You are hiding around the spine. You are hiding around the blood. You are hiding around the heart. I command right now, every stranger, hear my voice. Out of your hiding places, seven people are going to sense a dangerous touch of the power of God. And in the spirit of infirmity jumping out, I declare right now, by the count of three and the name of Jesus, Ezuzo, Ezuanata, the intensity of fire is increasing here. 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 Shaba la 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 la. Yes, that's it. That's it. That's it. You spirit of infirmity. You spirit. Rakatene meneba. Rakagagagaga. Rakatene mosha. Ruatene menege. 1, 2, 3, 5. Take it. Take it. Go out now. 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 Inside, outside, online, everywhere. 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 Close your eyes. Make sure you close your eyes wherever you are. Shepherd Negade Leboso. Zunete. 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 Susaita. Susaita. Zwatatatatatata. Hey, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, lose her and let her go. Lose him and let him go. Whosoever the Son of Man sets free is free indeed. I see the spirit of fear. You can't make decisions. You are scared. You spirit of fear. I command right now. Jump out by fire. Jump out by fire. Jump out by fire. Depression, hear my voice. I see some people outside. Wherever you are outside, get ready now. Stretch your hands by faith. Make sure you are praying in the Holy Ghost wherever you are, anybody. Worshiping, praying. Make sure you are in high spirit. There's a temperature we are raising here. There's a temperature we are raising here. Where there'll be no vacuum. Where there'll be no space. We are increasing the tempo. We are increasing the tempo. Eshomeleke tetetetetete. Ruate nekete lebosha. Zagagagagagagaga. Shomenekete. Now, Holy Ghost. Perfect the work. Perfect the work. Perfect the work. Sakete, somebody receive it now. Inside your heart, inside your chest, inside your blood. Fire! Epilepsy. Suddenly you drop. Suddenly you slump. Suddenly you collapse. The Lord is the strength of your life. From now, Abane Koswara Tenash. Receive strength in the Holy Ghost. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you. whoever took you to where they gave you anything, and right thinking that they are helping you, they collected something from you, thinking that they were going to help you, they took things from you, strange things locked up in cowries, in calabash, powders, padlocks, needles. I see someone here, what you were given, tied up everywhere, Shamina Kataya, and they thought they were helping you, but they dragged you backward by the spirit. I declare the charms, the spell, they are neutralized by fire. Fire! In the name of Jesus. Your parents wanted to protect you, so they collected something from somewhere and they forced you to use, thinking that they were helping you, and they made you a lawful captive, willingly and lawfully handed over their son. Today I snatch you from the mouth of the vulture, from the mouth of the vulture, from the mouth of the vulture. Something is about to break upon your life now. Something is about to break upon your life now. I declare you are snatched by fire. 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 Fa-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Swere-ke-te-ne-mo-shaka-pa-ira. Pastors go around. If you hear them saying any strange things, cast out the devil. Speak over them. He said, can the captive be taken away from the hand of the mighty? He said, yeah, even the lawful captive. I will contend with them that contend with you. Every infirmity that is contending with your life, every disease, every pain, every reproach, every oppression. I have to deal with this in 2 minutes. Every demonic altar, anything that is sponsored by an altar, the sign is that they're reoccurring. The sign is that it will show up again. The sign is that one family will get it, one generation will transfer it. Asunete, asunaka, asukate, erekete. Every altar that is speaking negativity, that is speaking bitterness, that is speaking downness, I command right now, catch fire! Catch fire! Catch fire! Catch fire! In the name of Jesus.
I barrel alone,
Sit up in heavenly places. Let me give you a little bit of the dose of the word. Very important. Then the worship will come in to like a flood. You know what a flood does? A flood will sweep off. Some of you have already witnessed your healing already right now. You don't want to delay. You can reach out to any of our admin people and share. But let me just share the word. Sit where you are. Let me share the word. A little bit. Surely he was wounded for our transgressions. The chastisement of our peace, we were healed. They flogged him. They battered him. They messed him up so that you will not be messed up. That's why he said, surely. Somebody say, surely. Surely he was wounded. That means it is not a cunningly devised fable. A story that was just to know it happened to him. Surely he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was placed on him. And with his stripes, ye are healed. Isaiah is speaking here. When Peter was going to say it, he said, you were healed. So Peter looked back to what happened to the cross. And he said, that is where Jesus settled it. Whatever Jesus settled on the cross of Calvary, that the devil is still trying to harass you with. Azina sonske fretenete kapaya. I declare it expires today in the name of Jesus. Sir, let it be settled once and for all that God will heal any and everybody that is ready. Anybody. There are not a few people that the healing is reserved for. Everyone. As many as believed. Salvation is for everybody if they believe. Healing is for everybody if they can believe. You must make up your mind. I believe in Jesus with all my life. I believe in him. I believe in him that he can heal. I believe in him that he can cause things that are active, look physical like that. I can cause them to dry up. A man of God was in a season where they had a serious influenza disturbing the land, and people were dying anyhow of a virus. And while they were dying of the virus anyhow, the man had to deliver some people and help some people. And they said, be careful the way you are doing and acting and touching this. It will come. He said, me? He said, okay, we'll see. Then he went to touch the people that have it. He said, put the virus, get the virus from somebody's body. Put it on my own hand. And they put the virus on his hand. They moved it to the microscope, and all of them. Why? Because the man knew what he was carrying. In this, your spiritual DNA, there is life there. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? I want to remind you until you get it inside of you, so that if you have a dream where the devil tried to oppress you, you will wake up again and get angry and say, devil, I will deal with you. You have to get angry. If you are not angry, nothing will happen. You have to get angry. Jesus Christ, at that time where he got angry, he saw the way demons were manifesting and he got very angry. Pissed off at the activities of Satan. Why should you be comfortable with Satan hanging around your life? Why should you be comfortable with Satan hanging around your destiny? Why should you be comfortable with Satan messing up things around your space? Somebody say, enough is enough. I didn't hear you. You didn't say it loud now. You can't do that. You can't do that where we are. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yes. The reason Jesus did not do many mighty works in his town, they did not believe. I want you to believe. My desire is that your faith will be steered for anything. You have a tooth that they say cannot grow again. It can grow now. It's not saying, I want healing, but that growing is not possible. Who said that? The God that created all human body cannot replace a part. How? How? He created all the body and he won't replace a part. Do you know how the bones in the child, the woman's womb forms and gives it a child? Do you know what God wants in there? That when it comes to replacing a part, even doctors with medical science can replace plastic hand that can start functioning almost as normal. Then God. God. One of the things that God wants us to do as believers is to believe in his creative ability. You must believe. Is anybody getting what I'm trying to say here now? Don't let anybody try to talk you out of the fact that it is the will of God to get you here. Don't let anybody. Why? Say maybe, you know, we are trying to just pray for her. Maybe it's not the will of God for her to be healed. Eh? Did they give you another will? Is there another will that you have different from the one written in scriptures? They say, maybe it's not the will of God. No, don't say that. That has been the slogan that the church has used to kill and frustrate the power of God. We know the will of God. That thou mayest prosper and be in good health as your soul prospers. I know the will of God already. He said, I will bring healing to your body and restore you. That's what he says. I know the will. Except there's another will somebody else is reading somewhere else. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here tonight? Yes. Okay. Just imagine people. They say it is not the will of God for a particular person to be healed. Then they still took the person to the doctor and they're giving drugs. That means you are fighting the will of God. Huh? You say maybe it's not the will of God for the person to be healed. Then the person is sick. You now say, let's administer some drugs. That means you are now standing as an agent to fight the will of God. But if you know that the drugs is to help the person so that faith can rise, the answer is not for the person to continue like that. That is a temporary human measure until the supernatural and divine shows up. Because if not, if you believe that it's not the will of God, then keep the person there, let the person die. Why did you go and buy drugs? Why did you go to the hospital? It's because you don't want the sickness. You are tired of seeing the person in that pain, true or false. It is that same anger that will rise and you will break the yoke. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here today? In Hebrews chapter 2 verse 17, the Bible says he's a compassionate high priest. Compassionate. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 17. Can you put it on the screen for me, please? Very fast. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 17. Wherefore in all things, look at this now, in all things it behoved him to be made like unto what? His brethren. It behoved him to be made like unto what? His brethren. Uh-huh. And that he might be a what? Merciful. A what? Faithful high priest in things pertaining to God to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. The Bible says it behoved him to be made like unto his what? Brethren. Aye. Like unto his brethren, so that he'll be a merciful high priest. He had to be touched by the feelings of our what? Infirmity. God wants you healed, saved, and delivered. Some people still have strange dreams. All those dreams are supposed to expire. Even in the dream, they should not be able to chase you. Even in the dream. In the dream, I was talking to somebody another time. I said, I've never had this kind of challenge physically. I said, but in the dream, I always have it regularly. I said, even in the dream. Even in the dream. Even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. He handed over his life to God. What did he use to beat Satan? That means he just entered without the divine life. He still entered grave and flogged Satan. You don't understand what I'm saying here. He has handed, Father, into your hand, I commit my word, spirit. Then the body, as it is there, he now entered the grave. Then he still flogged Satan. What will now happen if he carried the fullness into the grave? The whole grave and hell will burn. Every devil that is spread over time in your life, in your health, today I declare their plan expire in the name of Jesus. He cannot bear our sickness and still be okay to see us sick and tired and weak. He cannot. I like the way faith turns on Jesus. Let me show you the story. I said I'll show you, then we'll get into the other part of it. I'll give you four scriptures you will hold. You know why I give you scriptures to hold? It is the word of God that makes you secure your healing. People will receive healings tonight. People will be healed of this. Satan will come with lying symptoms. What are you going to tell him? But with my own faith, here, I will pray for somebody to be healed. To sustain it, you need your own faith. That's why we introduce you to that faith from the beginning. So that you can turn it on. Now, when the devil shows up, you say, devil, you think I have heard the word of God and it has entered my spirit. I didn't hear with my ear alone. I heard with my word heart. So when you show up, I can tell you what I heard and tell you what I know. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Mark chapter 7. Mark chapter 7. 24 to 29. I love the reply. I think it's NIV that I used. Is it NIV? NLT. Mark chapter 7, 24. NIV, NLT. Let's see. Jesus left that place and went to the vicinity of Tyre. He entered the house and did not want anyone to know. Yet he could not keep his presence what? Secret. Let's go ahead. Are we reading? Is that Mark 7:24? Okay, good. In fact, as soon as she heard about him, a woman whose little daughter was what? Possessed by an... How can somebody's daughter be possessed by an evil spirit? You'll be okay. You can't be okay. Your daughter is possessed by an evil spirit. Will you be okay? Never. How can something be living in your body permanently and you are okay? Say, I will never. It must get out. I look at your house that you built with your everything. Somebody now enters the compound, just shows up. Not a tenant that you gave anything, and he stays in the room. You say, come out. You say, why am I going to come out? It's my house. I don't understand. You say, come out of here. And I say, no, I'm not going to come out. By all means, you will drag the... If you cannot do it alone, you will engage forces bigger than you. Am I making sense now? Forces bigger, the name of Jesus. Forces bigger, the blood of Jesus. Forces bigger, the fire of the Holy Ghost. Drive out every stranger in the name of Jesus. Comfortable. The Bible says, in fact, as soon as she heard about him, a woman whose little daughter was possessed by an evil spirit came and fell at his feet. Go ahead. The woman was a Greek born in Syrian Phoenician. That means she was a Syrophoenician woman. She begged Jesus to drive the demon out of her because she knew it was a demon. So she said, Jesus, drive the demon. Drive the demon. She begged him, first, let the child eat all they want. He told her. First, let the children eat all they want, rather. He told her. You know what that means? That I am here and I am healing all these Israelites. These are my people. Let them first get everything that they need. I want to heal all my own first. Are you his own? Then look at somebody that this one is not even part of, but see the reply. For it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs. In other words, Jesus said to the woman, you are what? You're your child. You will classify you people as what? Dogs. Who was talking here? Who was talking here? Who was talking here? Hey, Jesus. In other words, Jesus is saying that, well, there will be remnants, but it is for the dogs. And it is not even now. Sir, Jesus said it is not now. So even if Jesus says it is not now, and you say it is now, it can be now. Do you understand what I'm saying? By rights, let's allow the children get food. So Jesus said, Madam, it is not now. I can't attend to that matter. Listen, you must know how to reply Satan. Satan built a castle in your head and said, this is how you're going to die. He said, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. You can't be telling Satan sorry. Who doesn't understand it? You are praying in the night and the power of God is telling you to pray. Then you hear a noise in the room. Then the voice says, quiet, what's it do? I said, shall God. When you hear that voice, say, it's quiet, rakatene, ezukata, tatata, tata. With sound, you drive them away. You know, they say, they will kill you. Rakapa, and Satan will just bring one slap. Some people woke up like that the next morning. For the next 15 years of their life, they could not move their neck. They were going like this all through the streets. Ask some people. In the dream, they shot them arrows. And physically, they woke up, remained like that for years. That spiritual arrows, satanic and demonic arrows. The Bible says the whole world lieth in what? Wickedness. But Jesus said, I have come that they will have life and have it abundantly. So you must know who you are and know what you carry. Are we here together? Look at the woman replying now. She said, yes, Lord, she replied. But even the dogs under the table eat children's crumbs. Do NLT. Yes, this is. That's what I want to check. Everybody, read it loud and clear now. No. Go back to NIV. Uh-huh. Everybody loud and clear now. For such a, how do you reply Satan? What is your own reply? The woman had a reply that Jesus heard, and he said, for such a reply, I would have told her to go. You know, the woman would have also said, Jesus, I understand what you have said. No problem. I will check next time. That is how somebody is saying in this service now. Then maybe I'll get my healing in tomorrow's service. Get it now. The river is flowing. Take it. There's another one for tomorrow. There is mercy for today. Why would you leave the mercy for today and suffer and wait for the one for tomorrow? Some people will not even be alive for whatever it is, not us, to see the next tomorrow they were waiting for. So you take everything you can take now. For such a reply. Satan said you will die. How do you reply? Satan said you will suffer like this. How do you reply? You see, many people don't have reply. You don't have reply. A young girl got admission many years ago to Uniport. I can't forget. It's Uniport or so. Then when she got admission, she said when she got there, I saw my name. She was excited. The next week, they now brought another list and said they've canceled the old one. Her name was not there. She now checked. The name was not there. Hello, sir. I did not see my name again. I said, why are you crying? I say, enter the office. Around the VC, make noise. Do as if you are mad. You need to have a mentor that has Were on his own brain too. That can ignite some fire in your head. I said, enter the office, go there. Did you snap it? She said, I snapped it. I saw it. They said they have changed the list and my name is not there. Then she entered the office. She started shouting. It's a lie. My name is there. She was shouting everywhere like a mad person. They called her. Shut up. Why are you shouting like that? She said, no. I must get my admission. I have my proof. By the time they come back, they say, come. This shout you are shouting. Do you know what it can cause? She said, I don't know, but I must get admission. They took her name down, went back to wherever they did it, and they rearranged it, and she got the admission. It takes the violent to take it out by force. So there are some people that can put the name there, and they know what to do, and they know that if she makes noise, there might be a major uproar, and everybody will come out and say, why did our name enter before and come out? God has given you a healing. Every Satan that wants to take it, every demon that wants to take it, I declare, you are shouting them out today in the name of Jesus. You are shouting them out today in the name of Jesus. You are telling that sickness to jump out in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout, come out! Cancer, come out! Ulcer, come out! Depression, come out! You can't stay here. This is the temple of the Holy Ghost. You can't stay here. You can't stay here. You can't stay here. You can't stay here. If a bush is burning, all the snakes that have been living there before, they will come out. They can't stay there. Faith. The woman said it and Jesus said, for your reply. In other words, if you had replied the other way, you would have remained the same way. May you not reply in the negative today in the name of Jesus. May your reply be to receive it in the name of Jesus. That mindset that maybe we should just leave it. Me, I'm not leaving anything. Everything that belongs to me must come to me. See, when you are taking what belongs to you, it doesn't matter whether the other person by the side does not have anything. You know how people usually say that? This one does not have anything. Just take and share. Everybody should fight for themselves. So, I'll tell you this story, then I'll close. Job had an encounter where they discussed in the realm of the spirit. He wasn't conscious. And God said, just go and do everything around his family. Do you know that Job was the one praying for his wife? True or false? Job prayed for his children. True or false? Job made the sacrifices, true or false? So Job did everything, is that not? Then, the day calamity and disaster came, in case you are here, you say, I have a praying mother, you better pray for yourself. My sister is the prayer person in our house. Ah. I want a wife that pray very well. Look at, let me tell you. The day problem came, God looked at everything and he said, Satan, if there is anything you want, take. You see the man who has the altar, don't go there. Now where altar they, Satan, they fear. You now push the altar to your wife. You now push the altar to your babe. You now push the altar to somebody else. In the day of calamity, they will wipe off everybody. Only the man who has the altar will remain. I saw that thing in the Bible. I said, Kai! So the first thing that happened, said, devil said, I will clear all the children. Clear all of them. Let me clear all the animals. Clear. The wife spoke like a foolish woman. But guess what? The devil would have cleared her. But somehow, maybe the devil just said, this one no get sense already. Just leave her. And continue. And Job was there. And Job said, though he slay me, yet will I praise him. This mouth will continue to praise. Let me see that devil that can take my praise. As long as I'm living, I will praise. As long as I'm living, I will say, at the end of everything, it was the man who had the praying power that remained. Every other person disappeared. Wife, we are keeping you, not because you are very relevant, just to give birth to children. May you not be that kind of wife. Because the only reason they kept the wife is that where Job go born from? Because God will restore, is that not? The only channel for restoration is this woman. Let's borrow your womb. We don't need your brain. We don't need your prayer. We don't need your life. Borrow us your womb. Let's give Job 7 more. And after they took the womb, did you hear anything about the wife again? They mentioned the name of the children at the end of the day. Kezia, this one. Did they talk about the woman? May you not be useless in the scheme of things. Rise up on your feet tonight. You will pray. Sickness cannot stay here. Diseases cannot stay here. Some of us that have gone to one place or the other and they gave you anything, this night, that thing will dry up in your body. The glory that was taken for whatever reason, because you subjected yourself. Do you know that when you go to a place and they take your hair, different things have different meanings. Oh, many believers don't know what those things mean. Some places where they go, I told them in the first service, they give them animal parts. They can give the tail of a dog. Some of them, they will give them maybe snake skin. They give you snake skin and say, just keep it in. Sometimes they will give people something in a nylon and say, don't ever open it. How can you tell me not to open it? Now me go keep them for my house. You say, don't open it. And because of the spirit of fear, they will never open it. Because they'll tell them, the day you open it, your left side will paralyze. Then you'll be keeping something in your house that you don't know what it is. So your problem is in your house, but you thought it was your deliverance. Are you getting what I'm saying here? Some people, they will give them cowries, that it is part of what they used to do well for them. They don't know that the wealth that they should have acquired in 10 years, they will compress it into 4 years, because they know that by the 6th year, the life has expired. Nothing to get again. Let me help you so that you can pray very well. You are going to put pressure on hell, and you are going to mount, you are going to put on your spiritual fire armor, and you will dismantle every devil that has vowed that my sister will not have a child, that my sister will not marry, that I will not be healed, that I will remain the way I am as a firstborn, that this will be the limit of my life. I declare today, by the power of the Holy Ghost, you break the limits in the name of Jesus. You break the chains in the name of Jesus. You scatter the shackles in the name of Jesus.
They gave you cream. You don't know what the powder they put inside. They have used the ear of a dead body to do powder for you. Pay when you borrow money here. Allah Almighty. Enough is enough. I told you it's night of two things. What? Healing and deliverance. Are we ready now? Minister Fam is going to lead us. I'm going to take one fireful prayer point. In the midst of that prayer, he will now come up. The worship will now flow. The angels will now start administering healing and deliverance everywhere. Everywhere. Listen, as soon as you notice that you are healed, don't wait. You rush down here. Immediately, I just noticed the weight left my body. You were depressed when you were coming, and you discovered that something flew out of your body. Did I tell you about the person in a meeting like this? When she was going home from the meeting, an image of herself came out from her, and she saw the image live on the road, and he said, goodbye. That was the end of the affliction. That was the end of the affliction. Any sabotage, any image,
any voice, anything that is standing as a hindrance, today we pass judgment on them in the name of Jesus. I say we pass judgment on them in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and say, by the blood of Jesus, I claim my healing. I claim my deliverance in the name of Jesus. No oppression, no attack, no sickness, no disease, no pain in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Pray for your mother or your brother or your sister. If you know you are not sick in your body, pray for your family. Pray. Cancer will dry. It can dry. I don't care the name of sickness, so that when they say cancer, somebody is afraid. No. The same God that can handle headache can handle cancer. Sickness does not have name in the sight of God. Fire will come upon you now. Fire will come upon you now and deliver the healing. Fire. Shebeneke delebosuara. Erua katenemeneke telebosukapaya. Shabababababababababababa. Make sure you are praying passionately. Make sure you are praying with all your life. Make sure you are praying with all your life. Lift up your hand wherever you are. Somebody scream, fire! Fire of healing. Fire of deliverance. Fire of healing. Fire of deliverance. Fire of healing. Don't stop praying. Loud. Loud. Pray like that woman. Give the devil a reply. My body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. You can't stay here. You can't stay here. Give the devil a reply. My mother will not be like that. My sister will not be like that. My daughter will not be like that. My brother will not be an imbecile. That mental health issue must disappear. I want you to pray with aggression. Pray with anger. Are you going to wait until the devil takes everything? Never. Never.
Lift up your hands. The healing balm of Gilead has already perfected in some people and is perfecting right now. Lift your hands. The healing balm is everywhere right now. Healing your roots, healing your foundations, healing your body right now. The healing balm of Gilead is here as your hands are lifted right now. I declare whether yourself or you're standing with someone, some of you, I sense in my spirit already that you can sense the healing power has touched you. Right now, I declare whatever remains, it is perfected in the name of Jesus. All manner of health issues, cancers, infections, chronic pain, shortness of breath, menstrual cycle irregular, brain issues, body organs that are malfunctioning. Wherever it is, touch that area right now. The power of God is moving. The power of God is moving like a stream of waters. Yes. hand of God has brought healing to your bodies. Listen, as the song goes on this time, that's it. What you could not do before, you start trying it now. As soon as that power hits you, you sense it, you know that you have been touched, you rush down to this minister's side. Instant testimony. Listen, as soon as you sense it, listen, the power of God has healed you, the power of God has touched you, that pain you came with is no longer there, the lump is no longer there, the infection you sense were scratching and itching, but you discover now that it is gone. Right now, as that song goes on, you check yourself. If you need to step outside immediately and check yourself, fine. Those of us that can confirm immediately here right now, confirm it. The power of God has healed you. Don't hold testimonies. Testimonies are proofs. Your testimonies are your defense. So that when the enemy comes, you say, I overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of my testimonies. Oh, it has started. There will be an eruption. As people are coming out, there will be another eruption of the power of the Holy Ghost. Check yourself right now.
Deliverance. It might be your mother or your brother or your sister that took you to find help, but there is no help outside of Zion. I'm going to invoke the flames of heaven's fire to neutralize everything. Some of them were cosmetic. They gave you like a cosmetic, but you know that it is not just the cosmetic, because they mentioned to you whatever function it has. Something is about to happen to somebody.
All of you at the front, you will shout fire. Some of you are standing for your brother or your sister. You just notice that your brother is not behaving well. Your sister is not behaving well. You notice that they are addicted to something that has tied them down. Standing for them right now. I declare by the power of the Holy Ghost that the flames of heaven's fire will burn right now and neutralize everything that is not of God. You are going to shout fire now. Are you ready now? Those of us at the congregation, I want you to support with a loud fire to set somebody free. Can the prayer of the mighty be taken away from his hand? He said, yes, I will contend with him that contends with you, and I will set you free. Some people, they tied you down maritally. That's the mistake. That's what you gave in exchange. Today, I declare, by the flames of heaven's fire, it is neutralized. Somebody shall fight. Yes now, yes now, yes now, yes now, yes now. Fire, 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 fire. Every mark, every incision, whatever it is, the fire, neutralize it, neutralize it. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Something is happening to somebody. Something is happening to somebody. Something is happening to somebody. Come out now. Come out now. One by one. One by one. One by one. Come out. 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 Something is happening now. In the silence, there will be a flame of fire that will burn whatever that it is. Every altar, every altar, every place where something was tied, where something was locked, where something was shut down, I command right now, let the fire of the Holy Ghost visit that place now. Somebody scream, fire! Now, 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 now. Visit the root, visit the root, visit the root. Set free, set free, set free, set free, set him free, set her free. You are free now. Out! Out now in the name of Jesus. Lose her. You viper, I pierce your head. You viper, I pierce your head. In the name of Jesus. Wherever you are, close your eyes. Make sure you are connected to what is happening. Make sure you are not distracted. While we were praying, I remember the story of a young man. He started life very early. Please quiet a little bit so that I can say this. I remember the story of a young man. So I started praying fervently because I just remembered the story. Made money early in his life for whatever reasons, I can't explain the means. Then he started fraternizing with all manner. Then Satan visited. Every time he would be seeing the image of all those ladies again, again. Satan was sending them to take things from him. He thought he was having a field day. And for many years, he kept struggling from place to place. And they would try to refer him somewhere again. They would say, you need to go here now. You need to try this one now. And from one place to another is a demonic network. Immediately that picture came to my head. While I was there, I started praying with all my life.
anyone that has a sibling, a brother, a sister, whoever it is, your father visits different places, your mother will always visit everywhere, and they are tying and tying and tying. I declare every demonic entanglement today, I set them free in the name of Jesus. I set them free in the name of Jesus. Wherever they are now, I declare, be free. Be free. Be free. In the name of Jesus. Every vagabond spirit that has made your brother go about selling everything in the house, acting like a vagabond, that young man, I arrest you right now. And I declare, come back home in the name of Jesus. Come back to your senses in the name of Jesus. That lady that has walked out of the house and cares less and has become so shameless, misbehaving and embarrassing the family name, hear the word of the Lord. I summon you from this altar. I summon you from this altar by your name in the realm of the spirit. I command right now, come back in the name of Jesus. The chains are broken off you in the name of Jesus. On that day, the burden shall be lifted up from your shoulder and the yoke from off your neck. And by the reason of the anointing, the yoke shall be broken. Anyone here or representing anyone, I declare total neutralization. Whatever they made that thing for that has tied you steps backwards, in an attempt to give you something, they took away more. I declare, you are restored now in the name of Jesus. Your business restored now in the name of Jesus. Your health restored now in the name of Jesus. Every bat that was projected to your chest, bats project, I command right now, that bat jump out by fire. Out now, out now, out now, out now, out now, out now, out now. Yes. You are all healed, delivered, set free. Make up your mind that Jesus will be the only name you call. There is no other name given amongst men that man should be saved. All alternatives are connections to demonic and satanic altars. All alternatives are connections to satanic and demonic altars. If you know this truth, you will hold on to the name of the Lord. And can I tell you? You will never be put to shame. I say you will never be put to shame. In the mighty name of Jesus. Some people, while we're praying for them, your healing was like a deliverance for you. The healing that took place now, you can check it. You're adding up to that queue now. Your healing, check yourself. It was like a deliverance that happened to you right now. Right now. You can rise up here and go back to your seat. While I was praying, I saw God laying in my heart. Maybe not this night, but I'm going to pray for all creatives. There will be ideas that will spring God with 20 days of glory idea going global. All those who are into fashion, space, tech, design, crafts, creatives, I'm going to announce that day. I'm going to pray for every one of you. Your creativity will skyrocket. Listen, before I take my testimonies, you are here today. You want to accept Jesus into your heart as your Lord and personal Savior. I want you to rush out. Don't let anybody tell you. Just rush out. Be fast. You want to make a decision for Jesus? Rush out very fast. Very fast. I'll pray for you, then I'll take your testimonies. And we'll wrap up for tonight. God bless you, Minister Abam. That was an explosion. God bless you. God bless you. Please come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. You want to make a decision for Jesus? Rush. Don't let anybody tell you. Rush out. Rush out. That's the most important deliverance. That's the most important healing. Eternal life secured. God bless you. Keep coming. God bless you. Make sure you're coming. God bless you. Come out. Come out. Come out. Be bold. Be bold and confident. There are many others. Come out. Don't relax. Don't relax. Don't relax. It is a thing of joy. It's celebration. Come out. Wherever you are, come out. God bless you. Keep coming. Don't relax. Come out. Boldly, boldly, boldly. God bless you. Come out. I'm going to pray with you. Something is shifting in your life. That's it. Come out. Boldly. I'm going to pray with you.
Come out right now. Come out right now, brother. Sister, come out. Don't sit where you are. Don't sit. The voice of Jesus is calling you. If you are outside or upstairs, come out. Come out. Come out. Woo! Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There are others. If I were you, I would rush out in the next 30 seconds. I will try to make it hasty. Just rush out here very fast. I'm going to put a seal of prayer on these ones now. Come out. I know what I'm saying. The Spirit of God keeps laying in my heart that there are people here. There's another person from outside. You're supposed to be coming out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Malibarota menetai. Yes. Yes, thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Can you say, Lord Jesus, today I come to you just the way I am. I believe in my heart that you died for me. I confess today that you are my Lord and my personal Savior. Lord Jesus, I am not going back. I will serve you. I will follow you. I break every demonic covenant, every satanic attachment, every power that takes me back. I declare from today, I will serve the interests of the kingdom. I will follow Jesus. I am not going anywhere. My life will be established in Christ, built in Christ as I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I am saved and I am sanctified. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now listen, you just made that commitment right now. Our ushers are going to connect with you immediately. I have a special card for you. After 20 days of glory, the week after, I'm going to have a special meeting with us. Special meeting. It's going to be like a buffet. We're going to sit together, have time together. I'll share a few things to you, stories that can build your faith so that you will not go down. Are we here together? Please, you can go with our ushers on that side. Let's receive testimonies right now. The power of the Holy Ghost breathe upon all your sons and daughters. Testimonies. Very fast. Hallelujah.
I want to give all the glory to God. For the past 3 days, I've been feeling very down. I've not been coming for 20 days of glory since day one. Because I was feeling down. I have shared with my team members that I will not be able to come. They know that I've not been feeling fine. But today, while I was at home, I was streaming online. I was just moved to come to 20 days of glory today. And while I was outside, by the evening, the prayer was going on this evening session. I prayed earnestly.
Okay.
And while I was praying, I just noticed that I was weak before. I couldn't feel very well. I was not able to express myself.
Yeah.
But today, while we're outside, I prayed and now I'm strengthened.
Can you celebrate Jesus? Can you celebrate Jesus? You are permanently healed in the name of Jesus. Next person, God bless you. God bless you. Let's see a few we can take. Please don't be in a hurry. We're almost done. Tomorrow is just one session. Are we here together? 4 p.m., one session. 4 to 7, we are done. 4 to 7, we are done.
Praise God, church.
Hallelujah.
So this evening I came to church and I was seated there and I just started feeling this sudden chest pain. It was very serious.
Wow.
Right? I had to step out to get water because I was feeling like it was indigestion, but it was serious because as I was breathing, it was painful.
Painful.
I had to step out again. And then particularly before the prayer charge before the first service,
yes.
Right, when you specifically mentioned chest pain,
yes.
Then immediately I stood up, then that boosted my faith, right? Then during the worship, I just noticed after the worship that, I'm not feeling this thing again.
Wow.
And then I wanted to come out in first service. I was like, make I check and well, make I check and well. Then second service, I started to play the drums. And normally I would pant, like, it would stress all my body.
Yes.
I finished playing, I was breathing normal. Like, I could not
feel. Can you celebrate Jesus?
Yeah. After I finished playing the drums, the worship session that just ended, I decided to lose myself
and jump Italy. Again.
I am breathing normally.
And
I can't
stretch
feel
your whole chest. It is gone for life in the name of Jesus. Gone. God bless you. God bless you. Wow, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I want to thank God for the instant testimony here right now.
Wow.
God has been so faithful.
Amen.
I think for like 1 month now, I've been having, it's like there's arrow. I think Pastor mentioned, when they will fire your arrow in your chest, you come out physically, you start feeling that pain.
Yeah.
Today, I decide to come to Glory 2025.
Yeah.
Immediately after the worship section, Pastor came up and take the charge. There was this pain that left me.
Kind.
And I became fervent in prayer.
Yes.
It was intensive.
Wow.
I said, okay, let me still try for this second service, like this second section. I said, let me still wait and still confirm whether It they walk well, well.
It they walk, it they walk. Can you celebrate glory, Jesus, church?
To the glory of God. Now, I cannot move my neck like this. You know, if I'm turning, I do turn like
full.
So, yes, I can't move my fully. Neck. I just move. So I told my friend, this thing has been disturbing me. But after this service, like, I can swing my neck.
Kai, can you see this? Can you see this, church? Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus. Secondly, I cannot bend down. Some people know me like a dance sky. Like, I can bend down to Rababa. Yeah. But now, I can't.
Glory to Jesus. Can you celebrate Jesus, church? Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Praise God, church.
Hallelujah.
Right, so I came to church this evening with a severe pain in my body. Like, wow. I was feeling so much pain. And you mentioned something in the first service about the bent woman that God, Jesus placed his hand on. And I went to the restroom. I was feeling pain. People asked me, are you fine? My sister was trying to, like, beat my body to come back. But I was just bent. And I'm like, God, you just have to touch me. Wow. During the first service, right, I was just there at the window side and I was praying, whatever you did to the bent woman, do it now.
Aye.
And second worship, I was jumping everywhere.
Glory to God. Can you celebrate Jesus, church? Hallelujah. Wow, wow, wow. Glory to God.
In the church, I want to bless God for the instant in the just received. For like last year, June, I've been experiencing my breath.
Let's hear him very well. Put the mic.
Yes,
like
since
it.
Last year, June, my breath, I cannot breathe well. Okay. So I go through a lot of like pushes, went to suit. I did a lot of tests, and I was on drug for like 6 months. So this year I finished my drug. So then I was fine, but I was still feeling the pain. I told my parents. So I was told to go to like hospital for some checkup again. But I refused that I will not go again. That if God did not heal me of this thing, that no, I'm not going for any hospital checkup again. So normal if I'm singing or maybe in the worship or in the prayer section, I would have been yawning, trying to hold my breath.
Yeah.
So during the worship section, when Papa said I received my healing, I received my deliverance, I was seeing it with faith. Then during the worship section, I noticed that I could sing for a long time without holding my breath.
Wow.
Now, I can breathe very well.
Breathing very well. Breathing again. Feel it yourself.
I can breathe very well. Now I want to give God all
no more pain in your chest. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Whoever the Son of Man sets free is free indeed. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Wow, glory to God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I want to thank God for the salvation of my soul. And I came to church with a severe pain in my stomach since yesterday night. This midnight, I was stooling till this morning. This morning, I took Gary that maybe it will stop it. After the Gary, I still went to the toilet. I bought Flagyl. I used it. I was still feeling the pain. When I got to church during the evening prayer, I could not pray. I just sat down. I was saying, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. During the worship section, I was at the back. I was just crying that, God, please take this pain away because it was severe. After the worship that Daddy came up, I realized that I could sing, I could shout. I was not feeling the pain anymore.
Wow.
Glory to God.
The pain is gone forever in the name of Jesus. Can you celebrate Jesus, church? For time's sake, let's just take like one or two.
Praise the Lord, church.
Hallelujah.
So I've been feeling this pain in my stomach since last year. And it only
Yes. Wow.
And it only comes on and I try to speak in tongues. So during the first healing service, I started to engage my faith, like you said. And then I was praying. I started feeling the pains again.
Yeah.
But I got angry and I prayed like my life depended on it.
Yeah.
Because it actually did. I prayed with tears rushing out because of the pain and how long I had allowed the devil oppress me. It was so painful, but I could not stop. Then when PM came and said that we should shout to Jesus 3 times, the first one, I just said my stomach did brrr. The second time, two. Then the third time, I felt my stomach moving and then something jumped out.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, I feel so much better.
It is gone for life in the name of Jesus. Amen. Can we just take that last one? Please, let's document every other testimony. Please ensure to document the testimonies. We'll share them tomorrow. Please.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
I want to thank God. My ear has been blocked for like my left ear, like last 2 weeks.
Your left ear?
Last 2 weeks. I actually prayed and it left. But then it came back again. But then it came back with full force.
Wow.
I could not, like, I'll just be hearing sound like in here, and I was like, God, I don't want to be there for. Wow. I can't. So I just prayed today, like, though Monday when I, on Tuesday when I came for 20 days of glory, day one, I was like, God, please just hear the air. Like, I don't want to, I was scared. I was like, I don't want to get there. Like, so today, God actually, like, me come.
Can you hear from that ear right now? You can hear clearly the things that was. Can we please your hands? Celebrate Jesus. Put your hands together. Celebrate Jesus. Let's take the last one for tonight. Please just document others.
Praise God, church.
Hallelujah.
Actually, this is a testimony of faith. And I'm here this night because the devil doesn't want me to come out before. So that is why I had to come.
Okay.
So actually, when you asked us to place our hand on where we have pain, it's actually not me. It's my mom.
Yes.
So I have to place my hand on my leg. So I'm just giving this testimony because I know I'm going to receive a call from her that she's free, she's delivered in my name.
Amen. It is settled. Wherever she is, we pray for her healing. She's restored. And you will come back to give the full testimony. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, church, listen to me. We're going to keep our offerings fast and close. Remember, tomorrow is 4. What time tomorrow? Please bear with us. This is the longest we have stayed. Healing and deliverance night is always an extra push. Please listen. All of us that have one thing or the other that you need to do your test for, I like to see tests. Do you understand what I'm saying? I like to see results that this was what was in my body before. But I went back to test it and this is the paper now. Bring it to church. Are you getting what I'm saying here? Yeah. You go to do the test, then you come back to share your testimony. It is established in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.